Think about the earth as a big boat where all human beings are traveling. We're all in the same boat. We're all traveling together. We navigate life together. We're all in the same boat. And there are storms all the time, all over this boat we call Earth. There are other places in the Bible that talk about walking on water. In the book of Job and in Psalm 77, we hear that God walks on the waves of the sea. In other words, walking on water is a God thing. In the book of Daniel, we hear about one of the worst godless tyrants in the history of our faith, the evil King Antiochus. He lived in the second century before Christ. He was so arrogant that he said he could walk on water. He couldn't, but this was his way of claiming that he was a god. Walking on water is a God thing. And when Jesus walked on water, it was his announcement of his divinity. The apostles were in trouble. Their boat was on the sea. The waves were strong. And Jesus showed up. When we're in trouble on the boat we call Earth, Jesus shows up. We don't see him literally walking on water, but by faith and in prayer, we can experience his divine presence when we're in trouble, when we're in a storm. In the ancient world, there was a god for everything. Perhaps the most popular god was the god of chaos. When Jesus was walking on the water, our text tells us that the apostles say, "It's a ghost." In their fear, what they were really saying in that culture is they were saying, it's the God of chaos. That's what they were thinking when they said it's a ghost. It's the God of chaos. And Jesus was telling them they're wrong. Jesus came to walk all over chaos, to trample down chaos. And when chaos enters our lives, when life seems to be falling apart, when chaos seems to be winning, God shows up to save us. Now, to calm their fear, Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I." In the original Greek, there's an obvious connection to another story. We usually miss it in our English translation. The storyteller Matthew, as he often does, is making a direct comparison of Jesus to Moses. At the burning bush, God gave the divine name, Yahweh, the breath of God. Yahweh. 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 Most often we translate the name Yahweh as I am. So my translation of this phrase when Jesus says, "Take heart, it is I," my translation is this. And this is good for times when we're in a storm. Jesus says, "Breathe, I am. Breathe, I am." Jesus was telling the apostles that in their storm, in their fear, they were in the presence of the divine. God was there. Jesus was announcing. And so it is for us. In every storm of our lives, God is always with us. In this story, the apostles weren't looking for Jesus. Jesus found them. And that's the way it is in our storms of life. Jesus sees our storms, and Jesus finds us. 15 years ago, I learned after the fact that a 4-year-old girl in my congregation had had surgery, a tonsillectomy. And as soon as I heard, I called her on the phone to find out how she was doing. And I was able to talk to her. And I told this 4-year-old, I'm praying for you that you'll get better soon. And she said to me, thank you. And after that, her dad got back on the phone and we talked a while. But as the phone call was ending, the 4-year-old wanted to talk to me again. And she got on the phone and simply said, I love you. In a way, that's what today's story is really all about. That 4-year-old girl was going through a storm, but she was experiencing love. Jesus comes to us in our chaos. Jesus comes to us in our storms. In him, it's all about love. When Jesus saves us and Jesus pulls us out of the storms, when Jesus is with us in the storms, it's because God loves us. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for others. And that's what Jesus did. He laid down his life for all people. When Peter began to sink into the sea, he cried out, Lord, save me. The Gospel of Matthew began by telling us the purpose of Jesus coming to our boat, we call earth, to save his people. To save his people from their sins. And Peter is a good example for us today of a time that Jesus saved. By his death on the cross, Jesus didn't save himself. He saved us all. Not just from drowning in the sea or from our personal times of chaos. Jesus saved us from the power of sin, death, and evil. Today's story ends with the disciples saying that Jesus is truly the Son of God. This was their worship. And this is exactly what the Roman centurion said after Jesus took his last breath on the cross. Truly, the Son of God. This is our worship. It's why we're here today, to look to Jesus, to worship him as truly the Son of God. Life on this boat we call Earth is often a roller coaster of chaos and calm. And when the calm comes, and it always does, we give thanks and we worship the one who saves us, Jesus, truly Son of God. He saves us and we worship him. We're all in the same boat, a boat we call Earth. We can't avoid storms. We can't avoid storms in nature. We can't avoid storms in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls. All human beings have storms. We're all in the same boat. So it's downright wrong for us to be fighting each other in this boat. It's downright wrong for us to be killing each other. The division and the hatefulness in the world is downright wrong. Sometimes we become so turned into ourselves that we sometimes fail to see Jesus walking on the water to come and save us. When I came to this part of writing the sermon, I was thinking about a recent storm I had personally been through. And I thought that during that stormy time, I wished I had thought of this passage. And maybe it would be helpful for me to have a visual reminder of Jesus walking on the water to come to me. And so I made small little cards, business-sized cards, to carry around. I put one immediately in my wallet. I'm going to post one up by my computer and place one in my car as a reminder that when I'm going through a rough time, Jesus is coming in that storm to save me. I made a bunch of these. It's a painting of Jesus walking on the water towards the boat. There are some right here on the altar rail after communion. Feel free to pick them up. And I placed a pile at each of the entranceways. So take one. And if you know somebody who's really going through a tough storm and maybe such a visual reminder might help them, feel free to take a couple extra. I made 80, so there should be enough. The other day I was watching a clip from a 10-year-old episode of Britain's Got Talent. And on the stage, an awkward, nervous 33-year-old man, a banker named Nicholas, came on the stage to play the piano. He wanted to, he said, to share his music with the world. And they gave him a chance. But the judges were obviously skeptical before he began. Just his demeanor and his awkwardness. You could see it on their faces. Even the initial applause of the audience seemed rather mediocre. And then Nicholas began playing the piano. And the camera panned over to one judge who rolled his eyes, wasn't impressed. But then all of a sudden, a violinist appeared on the stage playing the song. And then an energetic conductor comes onto the stage and he points to some of the rows in the audience and a complete orchestra started playing, coming to the stage. There were violins, trumpets, trombones, French horns, flutes, clarinets, even an electric guitar in the balcony. And then from the other balcony, there was a full chorus of singers. I watched that 3 times in a row. And for me, this is an analogy of our calling as the church, of our calling as human beings to live in a godly way. No matter what the chaos or troubles of our lives be, Jesus shows up on this earth boat to calm our storms, and then he directs us to make music together. We're all in the same boat. We all need to open our eyes to see our Savior walking on the water towards us. Jesus isn't the God of chaos. Jesus is the God of unity. Jesus is the God of music. Jesus is the God of love. Jesus enters into our chaos, into the chaos of our lives, and gives us love. He gives us new life. And we do this together. Now, we don't have to walk on water like Jesus did. Peter tried it. Well, you know, heard how that worked out. He sank. And did you notice that after Jesus pulled Peter out of the water, they went back into the boat, and then the wind was calm. the storm was calm. We're all in the same boat, and Jesus gets into the boat with us. That's what the story is all about. The love of Jesus is always with us. And as disciples of Jesus, we are the orchestra of God's love. God wants us to stop fighting on our boat. God wants us to join together as a beautiful orchestra to love one another. This is our faith, that Jesus walks upon the chaos, tramples it, and in love, God saves us. Let us pray. Think of the chaos in your lives, in the lives of those you love. Think of the chaos in our nation and in the whole world. As we think about this world as a boat that we're all traveling on, there's chaos all over this boat. And now listen to Jesus speaking to the storms on this boat. Breathe. Do not be afraid. I am. I am with you. Listen to Jesus say to everyone, I love you.